The 16th century reformer Martin Luther famously taught that repentance isn't just necessary as a means of obtaining salvation when we first come to faith. He insisted that repentance is also necessary because it helps us live continually in our restored relationship with God. But was he right? Do we really need to keep repenting of our sins if we've already trusted in Christ? Should Christians regularly confess and repent of our sins?
Yes, the question of repentance and confession of our sin is very, very important for us, especially in relation to Christ's work as prophet. We normally think of these things in terms of his priestly work. But when we think of it in terms of his prophetic work, from the Old Testament, God speaks of his coming salvation as well as coming judgment, so that we are to align ourselves with his kingdom, to align ourselves with what he is doing in the world. Repentance at its heart is changing our mind. Confession, sometimes we think of it as agreeing with God that what he is doing is exactly right. So that when we think of his prophetic work, Christ has come, he has fulfilled the prophecies, he has brought his kingdom to pass, yet it still awaits its culmination. We as Christians, we enter into that kingdom, but we need to constantly be reevaluating in terms of our priorities, repenting of not following him as we ought, making sure that we are faithfully seeking to live out our lives in conformity to his will, agreeing with him in terms of his values, what the kingdom is all about. So there's a constant need for repentance, confession, coming to him as our prophet, as well as priest, as well as king, the one that we then seek to follow and serve in such a way where we carry out his purposes for us in this world.
Repentance and confession are very important because we need to keep a clean conscience before God. We must become clean vessels, suitable for God. Not only that, but when we have guilty consciences, God will discipline us, and that can be difficult and painful. So don't ask for trouble, but hurry before the cross. Confess and repent of your sins so that you can be covered by the precious blood of the Lord. That way we can experience the peace and joy of life and become precious vessels, useful to the Lord.
In our worship services, we're encouraged to begin by repenting of our sins. And that's not because we think we need to become Christians all over again. There is a sense in which in becoming a Christian, you believe for the first time the direction of your life changes. But repentance means change of mind leading to change of conduct. And in a sense, we regularly need to do that because all of us continue to be sinful and all of us need to continue to repent of our sins. So ongoingly, we say sorry to God for our sins as we repent daily of the things that we do wrong.